Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Jenna Johnson of The Washington Post. Jenna, really fun story, really interesting story here about House of Cards and the state of Maryland. And what's going on here? Are they're putting the putting the muscle on the governor here, aren't they?
What they're saying is, if you want us to film season 3 of this show that so many people love, then you need to give us more tax credits. What's budgeted right now is not going to be enough. And so now it's up to the legislators to decide how much more money they're going to put into film tax credits and if that's going to be enough to keep House of Cards happy and keep them in Maryland.
So is this letter to the governor coming from Netflix?
It's coming from a group called MRC, that stands for Media Rights Capital, and that's the film production company based in California that makes House of Cards, does all the filming and production.
So they want to double the amount of money they're getting now, right?
Over the last few years, there has been a steady stream of money to this production company. So far, you know, more than $20 million. But for the upcoming season, the money that's set aside has been less. You know, only $7.5 million is available for all the film companies wanting to film in the state. And House of Cards had expected to get maybe another $15 million off of this deal. And as a business decision, if they don't get that, they might go to another state to film.
Do you know if there's any history of them doing things like this?
Well, it's a new show, and it's only been around for 2 seasons, and both of those seasons have been filmed in Maryland. And it seems to have been a very happy, cozy relationship. And lawmakers have seen this as an opportunity to get a lot more jobs to the state. Last year, Maryland bumped its pot of money available for film companies from $7.5 million to $25 million.
In their letter, you have to stop yourself and read carefully about the tone of the letter, where they say they're going to break down the stage and take the sets and move to another state. I mean, it's, you know, you worry about whether this is a dialogue from one of their shows.
You know, there have been a lot of comments since the story came out about the main character on House of Cards, Frank Underwood, and what he would do in this situation and how he would handle this. But like all big businesses that are operating in the state, there's a lot of communication there between the company and the Department of Business and Economic Development.
Are they going to spring for the additional money, do you think?
It's unclear. These letters really rubbed some lawmakers the wrong way, including people who have been big supporters of these film credits. Words like extortion came up and ransom. But at the same time, when House of Cards filmed season 2, it's estimated that that attracted $120 million to the state, that helped nearly 2,000 Maryland businesses, and that more than 3,700 Marylanders were hired as cast or crew or extras.
Jenna, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Jenna Johnson, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.